Shalom uvracha. Welcome back to all. This week's parsha is Parshas Vayeshev, Vayeshev Yaakov Beretz Megurei Aviv Beretz Canaan. As we enter into the story of Yosef and his brothers in full force, Yaakov has finally made it back to the land of Canaan, like we spoke about last week. Vayeshev Yaakov Beretz Megurei Aviv Beretz Canaan. Yaakov dwelled in the land of his father's sojourns in the land of Canaan. And trouble is brewing quickly. He's an offspring of Yaakov. Yosef is 17 years old. He was a shepherd with his brothers with the flocks. And he used to hang out with the sons of Bilhah and B'nai Zilpah, the wives of his fathers. Vayava Yosef, Estibasim, Ra, Alavim. All of the elements that lead to the galus of Yaakov's children, the galus of the B'nai Yaakov, the B'nai Israel, and Sefer Bereishis, are echoed by the Gemara Maseches Yuma Tas Amud Beis. The Gemara there speaks about the reason for Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni. And the Gemara tells us that Churban Bayis Rishon was because of the three cardinal sins, which are so famous, of course, for the Zargli Reis and Shvichus Damrim, adultery and murder. On the second temple, the Gemara says, Afalpi, even though they were also Kantar Mitzvahs and Kamilus Chasadim, even though they sound like a very nice society, they had Torah Mitzvahs and acts of love and kindness, nevertheless, Shaisabosin is Chinim. It was a time of basis hatred, but then the Gemara says, Ubabais, we shall know have a basis in Chinim. And in the time of the first temple, there was no basis hatred. And the Gemara says, yes, there was. Eil b'nei Adam Sha'ochin, Vishosin Zedze, Vidokrin Zedze, Bechavot Shabashonim. This is the generation in the time of the first temple that they ate and drank with one another, and they speared one another with the swords of their tongue. So it was Lashon Hara that led to the destruction of the first temple, and it was baseless hatred that led to the destruction of the second temple. That was on a national level. On a familial level, we see all these elements here with the story of Yosef and his brothers. The story begins by telling us, the narrative begins by telling us, Yosef brings Lashon Hara about them to father. Gira Nasha, whatever it was, the mindset, that's what the pasuk says. We brought bad diba, just like the Meraglim brought diba ra al Eretz Yisrael, and Yaakov loved Yosef more than other brothers. He gives him the ksonas pasim. He starts to have dreams. This makes matters only worse because he's dreaming about gedula. We're binding sheaves of wheat in the field, and all of a sudden my sheaf stood up, and yours all bowed down to me. And my brothers say, are you going to be king over us? Are you going to rule over us? And they continue to hate him for his dreams and his worms. And he has another dream, and he tells his brothers, you're not going to believe it. The heavenly bodies, the sun, the moon, all the 11 stars are all bowing down to me. His father scolded him, and he says, what is this dream that you dreamt? The brothers are jealous of him. So we have Sina, we have Kina, we have Lashon Hara, and we also have the elements of Velo Yachu Dabru Lusham. They cannot even speak to him in peace. That's in Pasuk Dalet. The stage is set. And one day the brothers go to pasture the flocks of their father in Shechem. And Yisrael says to Yosef, you know, your brothers took the sheep there in Shechem. Lecha v'ashalachucha alem, go, I will send you to them. And Yosef said, I will go. And his father says, go see the peace of your brothers. Listen to the words of the Chumash, without any mefarshim. Listen to the words of the Chumash. Vayavi Yosef di basar mar alavihem. Vayachu dabru l'shalom. Vayikanu bo echa. Vayisif od sno oso. Now one day his father says, you know, this family feud has to end. It's enough. We need to recognize that only with Achdus and Netzeach. And his father sends him, Leich na re'e et shlom achecha. Please go see the peace, the well-being. Go find peace with your brothers. And then, v'hashuv eini davar, bring me back word. Were you successful on your mission? What mission? Not only the mission to locate the brothers and the sheep, the mission to find peace. And he sends him from the valley of Hebron, and he comes to Shechem. And on the way, he gets lost. There's no Google Maps. There's no Waze. There's no GPS. There's no satellite coordination system. And he's lost. And a man finds him, Malach Gavriel. And he is straying in the field. And the man says to him, what mission are you on? What are you seeking out? Why are you here? And he said, Es achai anochi mevakesh. I seek out my brothers. Hagidon Ali, maybe you, the higher powers, maybe you, the angel of Jewish destiny, as Rav Soloveitchik calls Malach Gavriel, maybe you can tell me where my brothers are. Efohem ro'im, I have to write, Acha Kamocha, root word friend. Maybe you can tell me, are they ready for my friendship? And the man said, oh, they traveled from here. I heard them saying, we're going to Dasan. And Yosef went after his brothers, and he found them in Dasan. And they view him from afar. There's a distance, there's a coldness, rachok. They are emotionally far away from each other. And they plot to kill him. Yehuda steps in, they save him. The shiur is being recorded as we are about to enter the fifth Shabbos since the infamous day of October 7th, the Heilige Yom Tov of Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres 5784, when 1400 Kedoshim were murdered al pi Kiddush Hashem, and the shiur is being recorded as 242 captives remain held by Hamas in the Gaza Strip. With Shabbos coming tomorrow, it will be 5 weeks since the massacre. And if this war has taught us anything, and of course, by the time this shiur plays, and you hear this shiur, the Parsut Vayishiv, Bazar Hashem, the Gula Shabir, Bazar Hashem, Ubnei Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh, Mimher Biyaminu. If there's one thing that this war has taught us, the slogan, the unofficial slogan of the war is Biyachan Netzeach. Together we shall prevail. And unfortunately, when Klal Yisrael is so torn apart, Rachmana Litzlan, by internal fighting, may the Ribbono Shel Olam save us. Like Yosef and his brothers, like in the time of the First and Second Temple. Like unfortunately, sometimes we see in our day and age, we forget that the true enemy is external and not internal. And his father sends him and he says, this year is really just based on the Pshat of the Pesukim and a longing and a tefillah. The ultimate redemption. His father says, go seek out peace with your brothers. How can brothers continue fighting? When the man, the angel Gavriel, meets him in the field, he says, what mission are you on? All he says is, Asachaya nochi mevakish. I just want the feeling, the contentment, the security, the peace of brotherhood once again. I want to quote, actually, from the Family First magazine, which is one of the Mishpacha supplements. Family First, issue 867, 24 Cheshvan, November 8, 2023. A word from Miriam Milstein, which is like the editor's letter, the editor's column. A couple of days after Shabbos, my pediatrician recommended I take my son for allergy testing. I couldn't bring myself to book the test. I felt almost callous to make a non-emergency appointment. Who knew where the world would be? And yet last week, week four of the war, found us on the bus on the way to Shari Tzedek Medical Center for the appointment. 20 minutes into the ride, the bus shuddered to a halt as we hit standstill traffic. A teenager in front of me whipped out his smartphone to check the news, then shared murmured updates. Pigua, light rail, serious condition. Two women across the aisle listening. I leaned forward, trying to simultaneously eavesdrop on the news while keeping my kids from overhearing. Parentheses. I was fairly unsuccessful in both attempts. Once we were safely at Shari Tzedek, we ran through the usual array of secretaries and insurance approvals, and then we settled into the waiting room, where I alternated between watching my kids play and checking the time. A woman brought in a folding table and stood it in the center of the room. My four-year-old jumped in the jamboree. It was still not our turn. Another woman then walked over to the folding table and plunked down a large plastic basin filled with dough. I raised an eyebrow. Another woman lined the table with foil, then covered it with tea lights. By now, most of the eyes in the room were watching. Staff drifted in. Women in mitpachot, women in falls, half wigs, women in full wigs, women in jeans, and they conversed at the table. The smell of challah mingled with the hospital scent of antiseptic. Several women lit candles, wiping away tears. Someone passed out papers with Tehillim on the Mishaberach for the soldiers. The woman who set up the candles raised her voice. We will now do hafrashat challah, she announced. We drew in towards the table, all of us in the waiting room. The woman read the Nishmas prayer aloud, then said the bracha of hafrashat challah, her voice cracking. Take a moment, she said, everyone here. Think of a soldier. Daven for him. Daven for all of our soldiers. Daven that Hashem should return them home safely and quickly. She continued to daven, leading us first in the recitation of Tehillim, then in saying the Shema. We repeated the words after her in hushed voices. The woman next to me rocked her twin stroller as she prayed. Another woman in slacks covered her face with her hands and she sobbed. And then we finished. The crowd dissipated. Women returned to their desks and offices and appointments. There were no loud cries or dramatic denouncements, no videos that went viral, just memories of a quiet moment with profound impact. Everyone keeps asking me, what's it like in Eretz Yisrael these days? I guess that's what it's like. We take buses, we worry about traffic and terror. We attend appointments, and at those appointments, we pause to be mafrish chala. We mourn those we've lost and pray for the safety of those who aren't yet home. And then we try to continue with routine. We cannot understand why these terrible attacks had to happen. But if lack of connection was a cause between one another, between us and Hashem, then I would like to point out one quiet morning in Shaarei Tzedek Medical Center. I hope by the time we all hear this, Parshas Vayeshev, Tafshin Pei Dalet, we'll all be reunited. The captives will be home safely. This terrible war will be over. There will be eternal nechama in our eternal city, in our eternal land. But one thing we must never forget is the unity, the achdut, the ahava Israel, the outpouring of chesed that this war brought in its wake. As horrifically unfathomable it is, that is how unprecedented the achdut that we see is. And when Yosef went on a mission and Malach Gavriel said, what do you look for? Et achai anochi mevakesh. It's my fervent tefillah that in this chos and the merit with the mitzvah b'ahava Yisrael, achdut b'Yisrael, b'yachin hanatzeach, that's what Hashem, by the time we all hear this year for Parsha Vayishiv, we'll have merited the final geula. And we have to remember these lessons of the war. We have to remember not only the fall in Zachor, Issachar, Zachal, Malik, but we must remember the ahava, the achdut, the feelings of pride in our nation that resulted from this war, and keep that with us long, long, long after the war ends. I wish everybody a wonderful day and Bezrat Hashem and Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much. Kol Tov to all.